From NPR News, this is Day to Day. China's stock market fell overnight by 6.5%, but that may turn out to be just a small dip. The Chinese stock market has doubled in value so far this year, and that pace is prompting warnings that the market may be overheating. Why should Americans care? Well, here to tell us is John Dimsdale of Marketplace. And before we get to that question, John, first, why the overnight drop?
Well, the government in Beijing knows the stock market is overheated. It's really been quite remarkable. So far this year, there are 300,000 new brokerage accounts established every day. And the managers of China's economy is trying to let some of the air out of the bubble without making the whole thing collapse. So they've announced a surprise tripling of the stock trading tax just last night. And that triggered a big sell-off, the second biggest drop in a decade, exceeded only by a nearly 9% slowdown in February when the government also tried to tap on the brakes to cool off what Alan Greenspan warned just last week is another case of irrational exuberance.
Well, so this isn't exactly a bubble bursting then, is it?
No. And probably won't be happening at least anytime soon. There's still plenty of enthusiasm for the stock market among small investors in China, according to Asia scholar Jacques Delisle at the Foreign Policy Research Institute.
These people don't have too many other options. Bank interest rates are low. They don't want to sit on the sidelines while prices spiral upwards. And the Chinese market has remained relatively closed to institutional investors who otherwise would be, I think, somewhat more balanced and sober investors.
Okay, John, now to that question. Why should we care? What danger does an overheated Chinese stock market pose to Americans?
Well, as you know, the global economy and the U.S. economy in particular has become very intertwined with China's economy, but not necessarily with the stock market in China. There's a difference. Even the Chinese economy itself doesn't depend as much on the stock market, even though there are lots of small investors in it. That's probably because, as Jacques Delisle said, big institutional investors are putting their money elsewhere. Also, U.S. investors have mostly steered clear of the relatively unregulated Chinese stock market. If you're interested in investing in China's economic boom, you'd be better advised to put your money in peripheral stock markets like Hong Kong or Singapore, or in the U.S. companies that do a lot of business in China. So last night's drop in China's stock market didn't seem to faze the U.S. stock market today, unlike that tumble back in February. And that's seen as evidence that, you know, there is a buffer between global markets and the very volatile Chinese stock market, at least for now.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.